God, just, I...
Do you ever say I'm proud to see you?
Yeah, you can.
How would you say that?
I am proud you're back, or I'm proud you're here. Or...
And if someone had about 500 acres, you say he had a... What,
plantation or farm?
Okay. Do you ever say he had a right smart of land?
No.
You never use that?
No.
And say if someone says something that you sort of resented them saying, you might say, "Why, the very
ideal."
Say the whole thing.
The very ideal of you.
Or
how could you?
And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it frequently? You'd say, "Yes, I." All the time. Yes,
I do it all the time.
And if you were asking me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
I don't know.
I'd say, has he done that before, or does he ever do that?
Okay. And I'd say, I don't smoke, but he
does.
Huh?
He does, or he doesn't.
Okay. And I could ask you if you know a person, and you say, well, I don't know him, but I...
have heard of him, or have friends that know him.
Do you ever say, I heard tell of him?
No. They say, I heard of him, or I don't know them, I've heard of them, or heard them, but things, you know, heard things about them, or... All I can tell you is what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not
for sure.
And you say, well, I don't know if he did it, but people
say he did it, accused him of doing it.
Okay. And if someone really intensely disliked to go someplace, you'd say he, what, dreaded that place. He
hated it, despised it, resented it.
Do you ever say he purely dreaded it, or pinely dreaded it, or plum dreaded it? Do you ever use the word